right, so you're ready to take on learning Chinese, huh? Well, that's fantastic. But I know, one of the first big things everyone runs into is just figuring out how W to actually learn. Like, should you be glued to your phone with all the latest apps and online courses? Or is it better to, go old school and find yourself a classroom?
Yeah, it's a debate as old as time, isn't it?
Totally, totally.
And it can get pretty heated too.
Oh, yeah.
But we did find some pretty interesting insights from this language school. It's called Mandarin Zone.
Okay.
It's in Beijing.
All right, cool.
And honestly, some of their findings might surprise you,
Oh.
especially when it comes to, well, how much it's going to cost you to learn.
Oh, cost comparisons. All right. I'm listening. Let's talk about online learning first. It's super appealing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like learn anywhere, anytime, right? Sneak in some Mandarin while you're waiting for your coffee, review some grammar on the bus. Like, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely tempting because you actually save quite a bit of money going that
Oh,
route.
really?
Mandarin Zone says it can be like 30 to 50% cheaper.
Wow, that's a huge difference. Okay, but I have to admit something here. Sometimes all that freedom to learn whenever can actually backfire.
Oh,
Like, it's so easy to get distracted, right? You're at home, comfy on the couch,
yep.
and suddenly reorganizing your sock drawer seems way more appealing than studying Chinese.
It's true. You have to be pretty disciplined.
You do, you do.
But one thing to keep in mind is online learning isn't just about like doing apps by yourself.
Right.
It's a whole world. You
Yeah.
can take online courses like with an actual teacher.
Round
You can
trip.
do live classes with other students.
Interesting.
So it's a lot more interactive than people think.
So it's not just you and like Duolingo duking it out late at night.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good to know.
Oh.
But let's switch gears for a second and talk about offline learning. Like, picture yourself in a classroom. There's that energy in the room.
Yeah.
Everyone's practicing together, maybe struggling through tones.
Yeah.
And there's a teacher right there to help you, classmates to practice with. It's that whole immersive experience that Mandarin Zone was talking about.
Right, and that's not all. Their research actually suggests that being in that kind of environment, like a focused classroom,
Okay.
it can actually make you learn faster. They're saying it could boost your progress by like over 25%.
Wow, 25%. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
So is that worth the extra cost then?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
It is. It is. But I think we all know the obvious downsides. Offline learning, well, it takes up more of your time. And it can be hard if you don't live near a place that offers classes.
Exactly. So it's a trade-off.
It is.
Yeah.
So how do you decide what's best for you? It
Right.
sounds like we're already getting into the whole personalized learning thing.
Yeah.
Mandarin Zone seems to think beginners should like test the waters first with some apps before jumping into a full-on course, whether it's online or offline.
It's like dipping your toes in before you do a cannonball, you know?
I like that analogy.
You can get the basics down, get used to the characters and the sounds
Yeah.
before you really commit to a bigger program.
So it's not about choosing one or the other.
Right.
It's more about figuring out what works best for you and
Exactly.
maybe even combining approaches.
You got it. You got to figure out your strengths, what you're good at, what you struggle with as a learner.
Yeah.
Like if you're someone who needs that instant feedback, you know, loves learning with other people, well, a classroom might be a better fit.
Makes sense.
But if you're more independent, you like to go at your own pace and your schedule's already packed.
Yeah.
Well, then online learning might be the way to go because it gives you that flexibility.
Yeah.
So that brings us to a question we get a lot, you know. What about mixing the two?
Blended learning.
Yeah.
Is it really the best of both worlds or just, a recipe for disaster?
Right.
I'm imagining like hardcore vocab drills online late at night and then going to class the next day for like a heated debate about the best dumplings.
Well, I don't know about dumplings,
Okay.
but the data does seem to suggest it could be pretty powerful.
Really?
Yeah, Mandarin Zone is citing studies that show blended learning can boost how much you learn by like 12 to 35%.
Wow, okay, that's huge. But
Yeah.
what does that even look like, in real life? Is there like a method to the madness?
Well, they actually they give this example. They call it the blended learning cycle.
Okay.
So imagine you get a sneak peek of new material online, maybe like a video lecture, or you do some interactive exercises,
Right.
and then you go to your offline class, and the teacher's there to help you answer any questions you have.
So it's like you warm up online
Yeah.
and then you really go deep in class with the
Yeah.
teacher. I like it.
Exactly. And then it keeps going. So you take what you learned and you actually use it, you know, in real life. Maybe you chat with a language partner.
Okay.
Or try ordering food.
Yeah.
And then you go back online to review everything.
It's like a choose your own adventure for learning Chinese.
I like that.
But you're battling tones and characters instead of, like, dragons.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A little less dangerous.
Probably. But the cool thing is with blended learning, you can always adjust as you go.
Right? Absolutely. Figure out what works, what doesn't.
Okay. So we've talked about the pros and cons of online versus offline. We've dipped our toes into this blended learning thing.
Yeah.
But there's something we haven't talked about yet.
What's that?
Motivation. How do you stay motivated? Especially when you're like really struggling. Like when those tomes just won't stick.
Motivation. The eternal struggle.
Right.
Well, Mandarin Zone, they really emphasize a few things. Setting realistic goals is a big one.
Okay, yeah.
Finding materials that you actually enjoy using.
Hmm.
And connecting with other learners, you know, for support.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you're forcing yourself to study with some boring old textbook.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get burnt out pretty quickly.
Exactly. You got to find your why. Like, why are you learning Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Do you dream of traveling to China? Do you want to watch movies without subtitles?
Do you just really, really love dumplings?
Uh-huh. Maybe. But yeah, and finding other people who are learning too can make a big difference.
It's true. Like having a study buddy, joining a language group,
mm-hmm.
or just, you know, commiserating with people online about how hard it is sometimes.
Absolutely. That sense of community can really help. And don't forget about all the tools and resources that are out there.
Oh, yeah. There's so many apps and websites these days. It's kind of crazy.
It is.
But how do you know which ones are actually good?
That's where some experimenting comes in. You know, try out a few different apps, websites, maybe even a textbook or two.
See what clicks?
Yeah, because there are tons of different approaches.
Like some apps are all about games.
Yeah.
Some focus on memorization techniques.
Mm.
It's like finding the right pair of chopsticks.
Haha, I like that.
But are textbooks even worth it these days?
You know, they might not be as flashy as some of the apps out there, but they can be a good foundation.
Yeah.
They'll give you the grammar rules, the vocabulary, and they're a good reference if you get stuck.
Okay, that makes sense. And yeah. A lot of them come with, like, extra stuff online now too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like audio recordings, exercises, all that. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
I like it.
Yeah.
But what if you really want that real life interaction? What are your options besides a classroom?
Well, there are language exchange meetups.
Okay.
You can find an online conversation partner.
Right.
You can even get a tutor.
Yeah, so many possibilities.
It's all about finding ways to actually use what you're learning and get feedback from a real person.
It's like you're building your own little language learning world.
Exactly.
With all the tools and resources that work best for you.
And that brings us to the most important part.
What's that?
You, the learner. You bring your own experiences, your own motivations,
yeah.
and your own way of learning to the table.
So we've covered personalized learning paths, the importance of staying motivated, and all the amazing resources that are out there.
Yeah.
But there's one more piece to this puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
Learning how to actually learn effectively.
You got it. Because we can have all the tools in the world, but if we don't know how to use them,
yeah.
we're not going to get very far.
That's true. So how do we unlock the secrets of effective language learning?
That's a great question and one that we'll dive into right after this. But I'll leave you with this thought for now. It's not just about what you learn, but how you learn it.
Okay, so now we're going to unlock the secrets of actually learning effectively. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. We've got some tried and true strategies that can really help you learn faster and better. And we're going to start with a classic technique, flashcards.
Flashcards. You know, they might seem a little old school, especially with all the fancy apps we have these days. But honestly, I kind of love them.
Yeah.
There's something satisfying about making your own flashcards and seeing, you know, that stack of cards grow as you learn new words.
Yeah, and they work.
They do.
There's a reason they've been around forever. It turns out that writing things down by hand actually helps you remember them better.
Oh, interesting.
Like you're building muscle memory, but for your brain.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, sometimes making all those flashcards by hand, it can get a bit overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Especially with Chinese. There are so many characters.
Right.
That's where digital flashcard apps come in.
Okay, yeah.
They can make things a lot easier, help you stay organized.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them use this thing called spaced repetition.
Spaced repetition. What's that?
Basically, the app keeps track of how well you know each word.
Okay.
And then it shows you the words you're struggling with more often.
So you spend less time on the words you already know.
Exactly. It's like a personalized study plan.
I like it.
Yeah.
So flashcards aside, I think another really powerful way to learn a language is through immersion.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about the benefits of offline immersion, but how do you create that kind of environment at home,
Yeah.
you know, if you're not actually surrounded by native speakers?
Oh, you have to get creative.
Yeah.
Think of it like a language learning scavenger hunt. You can start by changing the language settings on your phone and computer to Chinese.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It might seem a little scary at first,
Yeah.
but you get used to it surprisingly
It's
fast.
like you're instantly transported to China. What else could we do to, you know, make our everyday lives a little more immersive?
Well, think about what you already like to do. Do you listen to music?
Oh, all the time.
Try listening to Chinese music. There's so much good stuff out there.
Okay, yeah.
Pop music, traditional music, you name it.
What about podcasts? I love podcasts.
Perfect. There are tons of podcasts specifically for Chinese learners.
Okay.
And of course, there are always Chinese dramas.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love Chinese dramas, but sometimes I feel like I'm just reading the subtitles the whole time.
That can happen. One trick is to watch with subtitles first and then go back and watch certain scenes without them.
Okay.
It forces you to really listen and try to understand what they're saying.
That's a good tip. But what about actually speaking? How do you get over that fear of, you know, sounding silly or making mistakes?
You just have to practice as much as you can.
Yeah, but what if you don't live near any native speakers?
That's tough, but luckily there are ways around that.
Like what?
There are so many language exchange apps and websites now. You can connect with people from all over the world who want to practice.
So I could find someone who wants to learn English and we could like trade tips.
Exactly. And don't forget about self-practice.
Oh, right, like talking to yourself.
Exactly. Talk to yourself, sing along to Chinese songs, have imaginary conversations. The more you use the language, the more comfortable you'll become.
That's good advice. But speaking of being comfortable, let's talk about mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. It's part of the process.
But how do you turn those mistakes into something positive, you know, something you can learn from?
That's a great question. The first thing is you've got to change your mindset.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of making mistakes. They're not a bad thing. They're proof that you're trying, that you're learning.
So every time I mess up a tone, I should think of it as like a step closer to fluency.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for feedback. If you're working with a teacher or a language partner, let them know you want to be corrected.
That makes sense. So, speaking of teachers, let's take a minute to appreciate all the amazing teachers out there who help us learn.
Yes. Teachers are the best.
They really are. A good teacher can make a huge difference in your learning journey.
They can. They give you guidance, support, they keep you motivated.
So, for those of us who are looking for a teacher, any tips on finding a good one?
Definitely. First of all, do your research. Look for someone who's experienced, passionate about Chinese, and patient. And don't be afraid to try out a few different teachers before you find one who's the right fit for you.
Because at the end of the day, learning a language should
Yeah.
be fun, right?
Absolutely. It should be an enjoyable experience.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into learning Chinese. What's the one big takeaway you want listeners to remember?
Learning Chinese, it's a journey. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
There will be times when you get frustrated, times when you'll feel like giving up.
Yeah.
But there will also be times when you feel amazing, when you have those aha moments, when you realize how much you've actually learned.
It's true. It's all part of the process.
Yeah.
And everyone's journey is different.
Exactly. There's no one right way to learn. So just be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop exploring, you know?
I love that. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Ah!
But remember, this isn't the end of your Chinese learning journey.
It's just the beginning.
Keep practicing, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep having fun.
You got it. Maybe we'll see each other in China someday, speaking fluent Chinese.
I hope so. All right, until then, happy learning, everyone.